The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Allow me to read to you for a moment. "Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won." When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. So are we. The rest of my life, I'll never think of the sea and not think of you. What a gorgeous and beautiful and God-filled place this is. So there's this connection between the first verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is the hymn that we will sing on our way out of this service today, later, and Jesus being by the sea. That's my first theme for today. So I won't ever not think of St. Cross when I think about the ocean or the sea. I'll never forget your beauty and your love and your warmth. And I'll never forget how I got to know Jesus in a better way here. For he's here as well. And as much as it's great that we're all here in a beautiful place, we are here because Jesus is here in some way, shape, or form. He's what's brought all of us together. And yet, in the life of church, like in the rest of our lives, sometimes we can forget those things that we know are important and are right in our midst. So back to the sea. When was the last time you went to the beach? Sometimes you live here your whole life for a year and a week like me, and you forget. You get complacent. You think, oh, well, there's that beautiful beach again. Like anything in life, we can get distracted and busy with many things, as somewhere in the Bible says, and we forget the gift, the beauty, the abundance that's right in our midst. And of course, the same can be true about the person who brings us all together. Church can get very busy, church can get very engaged, and we can often get ourselves in a little bit of a rut of forgetting why we're here. And so really what we do every Sunday, every day, is we come back to this place to be reminded, to be formed. I'm reminded of a place, Canterbury Cathedral in the United Kingdom, which is sort of like the mother seat for all of our Episcopal Anglican tradition. They have a really interesting mission statement there. It was interesting to me because you would think, with all of their history, all of the people who've served there, all of the things they've done for thousands of years, that their mission statement may well talk about that, may well talk a little more about all the things they do. And yet, the mission statement of Canterbury Cathedral is, we wish to show people Jesus. That's it. Now, how you do that, all sorts of different ways, but it's a good reminder for all of us, no matter the size of where we are, no matter how many things we have going on, and this is a dynamic place, a very dynamic place, place that, again, can always be reminded of why we're here. Second verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our parents sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. We come together to meet Jesus because, like the woman in our gospel reading, we find that he's full of power, full of healing and mercy and grace. And not unlike the woman in our story, we can be desperate for him. We can even, like the woman in the story, break the law if we can only get close to him. But a question for all of us, is that really how we relate to Jesus? Not just in the hard times, but in all times. Oftentimes, those times of pain and loss in our life are opportunities for us to remember our desire to be in relationship with him, that he's the reason we're all here. So that's the mystery of life, isn't it? Just like the beautiful sea in our midst, sometimes we can forget that Jesus is who he says he is, as we say, and that a relationship with him has power and life and healing. For all of us, like the words of the hymn, have a stony road that we've trod. And I've been your priest for a year and a week. Not very long, no. And yet in that time, I'm looking out in some faces here, and I've heard some of those. those roads. Some of them I've walked alongside you the last year. And there is power in this place. Power in this place because Jesus is here. And the stories of healing and grace and mercy that I've encountered here have really been powerful indeed. But how desperate are we to be in relationship with Jesus? And how does that connect us to standing up for those who are also in desperation in our world? Who are also, yes, perhaps breaking the law in some sense, but who are desiring nothing more than life and healing and grace. The Christian community is always calling us out of this place into the world, not just for ourselves, for the church is the only institution whose mission is primarily for those who are not its members. That's our call as well. Two Sundays ago, I had the privilege of spending a final time with the sort of dedicated group of folks who are in the guild room during coffee hour, right, to be in between services for adult education hour. And what we did is we sat with the collect for the day that we've already prayed, the gospel we've already heard, and verses from Lift Every Voice and Sing, which we'll sing at the end of the service. And it was a powerful time. Some of you were there. Time for us to reflect upon themes and how God might be working. And we had some interesting conversation about the themes of building through the readings, about God making a house with a sure foundation, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That also, that Jesus is the way in which we figure out how true, how aligned the community that we're building here is. For he's a good test for us about perhaps when our priorities get out of line, perhaps when we spend a lot of time doing things where we perhaps might best just stop for a sec and have some quiet to reflect upon our lives and how God's been moving. Because all of us have a story. Have a unique story that's known to us and only to us, and yet that connects us to a larger story of God's action in the world. That brings me back to this hymn, this beloved hymn of Lift Every Voice and Sing, which came into being through the voices of slaves in this country, who as a powerful force in the African-American experience of liberation and hope through many a stony road that folks in the past and present have trod. So those of us who aren't directly part of that experience need to acknowledge that it's their hymn. It's also, when we acknowledge that particularity, we also are invited into reflecting on it for our own lives, because it does connect us to that universal message that God is always at work. God's always here, seeking love and liberty and freedom for all people, no exceptions. So that's perhaps a call for this community, for all of us, to keep our eyes on the prize, to keep our eyes on Jesus as he calls us to be ourselves and to be called out into the world. There is power in this place. There is love in this place. You are a powerful people because Jesus is here, because he means what he says, that whenever two or three are gathered, I will be there, for he's here. And for all of us, may the truth of the last verse of Lift Every Voice and Sing be true for you this day and evermore. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land.